Namaste Narasimhaya. Hula de la de Dayane. Hiranyakashi Purbakshaha. Silatam ka de kalahe.
Second.
Ito nisingo, padito nisingo. Yato yato yamita to nisingo. Vahir nisingo, hidaye. Nisingo. Nisinga madim sadanam papade. Namaste Narasimhaya. Hula de la de Dayane. Hiranyakasi Purbakshaha. Silatam kanakalaye. Ito nisingo, parito nisingo. Yato yato yamita to nisingo. Bahir nisingo, hidaye nisingo. Nada singa madim sadanam papade. Namaste nada singaya. Hula de la de Tayane. Hiranyakasi Purbakshaha.
Okay, I only last for 5 minutes. Should I go get some batteries? Yeah.
Sila tumkana kalaye. Ito nisingo, padito nisingo. Yato yato yamita to nisingo. Bahir nisingo, hidaye nisingo. Nisinga madim sadanam papade. Narasinga madim sadanam papade. Itabhakara kamalabhade. Naka Adbhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanuringa Keshavajita Narahari Rupa Dayadagadisha Hade Dayadagadisha Hade Dayadagadisha Hade Kara Kamala Pade Naka Adbhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakasipu Dhanu Vringa Hey Keshavajita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Amen Jaya Jagadisha Hare Tabakara Kamala Pade Naka Adbhuta Shinga Vandalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavajita Narahari Rupa Jayadagadisha Pade Jaya Jagadisha Hare Swami Jaya Jagadisha Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Ah! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Open. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, clap! Rama Rama Hare Hare, oh, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Bala 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 Bala, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hey! Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, oh, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, oh, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whoa, hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dance, dance, dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. La 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 la. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, hey! Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, 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 hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. Hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Woo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare
Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. His divine grace is Sri Founder Acharya Srila, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa, Hari Vichakacharya, Ashtatara Sati Sri Srimad, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Ki, Namacharya Srila Hari Vishthakur Ki, Namsukho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shadvaita Gadadhar Srivasa Vibhoda. Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopina, Shamakunda Radha Kunda, Vidhi Govardhana Ki, Shri Vrajabhumi, Shri Vrindhavandhana Ki, Navadvaita Mayapurdhama Ki, Ganga Yamuna Maya Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Tulsi Maharani Ki, ISKCON Divinity Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Shri Shri Radha Samsundara Ki, Vai Gopinandi, O glory to the Son of Devotees, O glory to the Son of Devotees, O glory to the Son of Devotees, O Raja Sigiru and Shigaranga. Om Agyanta Midandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Tuksun Militam Jainatasmai Sigurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishnam Shtapitam Jainabhutale Shwayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadantishva Padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gol Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama. So I'd like to introduce all of you to my sister. You know my brother, Braj Kumar. And this is Annie. I have a special name for her. She's a big brother. I used to call her Annie Banana. But, she's my sister. Braj Kumar is 3 years younger than me, and Annie's 6 years younger than me. And we've been in contact through the years. Actually, many, many years ago, in the 1980s, I believe it was, she came on a school trip to Europe. And she kind of skipped school a little bit and came to 77. Wow. I was temple president. I was at New Mayapur, and she came there and spent about a week with us at New Mayapur. 2 weeks. Wow. 2 weeks at New Mayapur, and she got a very deep impression of Krishna consciousness, which has helped her through thick and thin through the years. And I've been very busy the last few years, and she's been very busy, and the contact has been a bit scanty, but she wrote me a letter last week or 10 days ago and said that she knew I was in the country and she wanted to come and see me. So here she is. And and this is her son, Adrian. He's my nephew. He's a Navy boy. He just spent 4 years in the Navy, and got out. He's working now for a little while. He saw some action actually in Afghanistan, because some of the crew of his ship was asked to go to Afghanistan and defuse a bomb, some kind of special bomb. So as soon as he arrived, the Taliban started sending mortars into the village and around where he was. He had to duck for cover, but he made it. So we're glad, and he's very curious about spiritual life, very open-minded, and he's got lots and lots of questions about Krishna consciousness, so this is very nice. And you can see that, you know, it's part of our family tradition here, that they're taking to Krishna consciousness like a duck takes to water. It's very natural, of course. Annie likes to chant. She often refers to Krishna in our letters, and Adrian asks nice questions. So while they're with us, please receive them very warmly in the community, make friends with them, and encourage them in Krishna consciousness. Actually, Krishna consciousness is very natural. In the beginning, it may seem a little bit difficult, a little artificial, but actually it's a natural constitutional position of the living entity, of the soul. So once you get used to it, it's very, very blissful. And what brings out the Krishna consciousness that is there within the heart of every living entity, Prabhupada said, that everyone is a devotee of Krishna. Some know it and some don't. It's only a question of either knowing it or not knowing it. But Jivera Supoya Krishnara Nityadas. Our eternal constitutional position is servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're all part of his transcendental family. We're all there to enjoy with Krishna. Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita that he is the seed-giving father of every living entity. The Upanishads describe that originally there was only the Lord, but for the purpose of enjoyment, he expanded as the unlimited living entities, just like a man and a woman marry, and to expand their pleasure, they have children. One time Prabhupada said, what is grihastha life, what is family life without children? The more, the merrier. At least in olden times, it wasn't uncommon to have 6, 7, 10, 12 children. It's a little bit different in our age. But why would one go to all the trouble to conceive, become pregnant, give birth, nourish a young child, raise that child, go through the teenage years, young adulthood? Because despite the austerity, there's an inherent pleasure in having a family, expanding the family. Where does this principle come from? Originally, it comes from God. Prabhupada described this material world as a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So all that we see here is also there, but in its pure form. So just as we enjoy having family, wife, husband, sons, daughters, brothers and sisters, it's a natural pleasure for me to see my family members there. Just imagine Krishna, that for his pleasure he expands as the unlimited living entities. And we're meant to enjoy with Krishna in that relationship. It's the intrinsic nature of the Atman, the soul, within to enjoy. The intrinsic nature of sugar is that it's sweet. The intrinsic nature of salt is that it's salty. The intrinsic nature of water is that it's wet. You can't think of sugar without sweetness. You can't think of salt without saltiness. You can't think of water without wetness. So what is our intrinsic nature? The Atman, or the soul within this body. Our intrinsic, inherent nature is to always seek happiness. There's a saying that water seeks its own level. If you pour water into a cup, into a pitcher, into a bowl, into a bathtub, it naturally seeks its own level. So as living entities created to enjoy with Krishna, we're always looking for happiness. Unfortunately, we find ourselves in a world where there's only a little bit of happiness. So therefore, it's very frustrating, material life. Sometimes when a person becomes frustrated in this world, when he becomes depressed, when he becomes suicidal, people think, oh, he's a weakling. The poor, weak person can't, you know, can't deal with material life. Poor weakling? No. That person is very intelligent. It's intelligent to be able to perceive, Krishna says, the frailties of this world. To be able to perceive that this world is pervaded by birth, disease, old age, and death, that is a sign of intelligence, not weakness. So when a person becomes distraught and frustrated, oh, I can't have it. Yeah, you're very smart. You're very intelligent. Prabhupada said intelligence means to see things in the proper perspective. That's intelligence. Just like a young child. Well, these are young ladies now. But when you're very little, sometimes there's an intelligence test you can take when you're in school. And they, little children, kindergarten or preschool, right? Preschool is before kindergarten. Yeah, I'm learning more and more about America now they've come back. But preschool, so they take a block and there's a circle and a circle and a circle there, little holes, a circle. And they give the child these pegs, and one is round, one is square, and one is triangular. And they say to the child, put the appropriate piece of wood into the hole. So the child takes the triangular and tries to squeeze it in the, not going to work. If he takes the square peg and tries to, but if the child looks, and he takes the round peg and puts it in the round hole, it's considered to be intelligent. You can perceive their intelligence at a young age. So Prabhupada said intelligence means to see things from the proper perspective. So how to perceive this world? Well, we're kind of covered over. We don't really know, so we have to go to a higher authority who knows. If you don't know something, you go to somebody who knows. If you want to learn banking, you go to a banker. If you want to learn arithmetic, you go to a mathematics teacher. If you want to learn agriculture, you go to a farmer. If you want to understand spiritual life, to go to the proper authority. Tad vidhi paripatena paripashana sevaya upadekshante teganam ganinas tatvadarshana. Therefore, Krishna recommends in Bhagavad Gita, just try to learn these truths by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service to him. The self-realized souls can give you knowledge because they've seen the truth. So what does a spiritual master, essentially, what does he teach us? When we go and we find a guru, a teacher, what does he teach us? He teaches us two things. The nature of this world, so we give up our false attachments, and the beautiful nature of the spiritual world. This is the guru. If you read Prabhupada's books very carefully, you'll see there's many purports, but the subject matter of those purports is twofold. Revealing to the disciple the inebrieties of material life, so we don't go on struggling to enjoy birth after birth after birth after birth, and the positive alternative of Krishna consciousness of the spiritual world. So the spiritual master begins by teaching us about material existence. Abrama bhuvana loka punar avito arjuna mamopetiti kantiya punar janmana vidyate. That from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But, punarjanma nividyate, one who attains to my abode, Arjuna, never takes birth again. So again, revealing the nature of this world and the nature of the spiritual world. Prabhupada said one time in Chicago, I remember very clearly, I am just hoping that some of my disciples can catch this message of Krishna consciousness. I was overwhelmed by that one sentence in that lecture. I don't remember anything else of the lecture, even the visit of Prabhupada. I remember that one sentence. I'm hoping that some of my disciples will just catch this message of Krishna consciousness. The inebrieties of material life and the beautiful nature of the spiritual world. So one who understands that then accepts the process of Krishna consciousness, which actually in this age is very simple. Kalera dosha nidhe rajan asti eka mahaguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanya panandajad. Shukadeva Goswami is telling his student, Maharaj Parikshit. Kalera dosha nidhe rajan, Rajhe king, this Kali Yuga, this age in which we are now living, it is a ocean of faults. Nevertheless, there's one good thing left in this age. Kirtan, by doing kirtan, mukta sanga param vijaya, one can achieve perfection, one can see, achieve liberation from the repetition of birth and death, and attain the spiritual world. So, kirtan. What does kirtan mean? Kirtan means singing, but not just any type of singing. Kirtanad eva hip-hop? Well, kirtanad eva Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Vivaldi? Kirtanad eva heavy metal? No, he specifies what type of singing we can do. Kirtanad eva Krishnasya. This type of kirtan. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. That is the recommended process for this age. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat panitam. But for the Lord, no one can enunciate a process of religion, a process of liberation, a process of self-realization in any particular age. Again, we have the bigger picture from our Vedic scriptures, the bird's eye view of everything. And in the Vedic scriptures it's described that the cosmos, that the material creation, goes through four ages, much like our year goes through four seasons. Right now we're entering into spring. Krishna says of seasons, I am flower-bearing spring. You don't experience it so much here. A little cold this winter, I heard, but in Europe and other parts of America, you know, very cold and ice. And when the spring comes, here comes the sun, da-na-na-na. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. And the reason I sing that song, because I don't like to generally quote, mundane music, but actually I was just reading a very beautiful book called When the Sun Shines by my very dear and beloved godmother, Ranchor Das, and it's the history of the British Yatra, how Krishna consciousness took seed and matured and evolved in Britain. Rangavali actually sent it to me as a present, and I couldn't put that book down. I read it from cover to cover in less than 48 hours. How many of you have read that book? It's at the Krishna.com. He's a very beautiful writer. It's in a fascinating history. And I was amazed how much George Harrison of the Beatles was actually involved in Krishna consciousness with Srila Prabhupada. I'd heard little bits and pieces here, but Rancho reveals so many pastimes that George Harrison and Srila Prabhupada had together. Prabhupada actually George Harrison came one day to Prabhupada's quarters in London, a Bury place, and he said, can I become your disciple? Can I take initiation? I didn't know that. And Prabhupada said, no, you just remain as you are. You don't have to shave your head and move in the temple. You just be who you are. And through your music, you spread the message of Krishna consciousness. So George went home, and he actually went on vacation for a few days, and he wrote one song, which he dedicated. He said, this song was dedicated to Srila Prabhupada, who brought sunshine into his life, the sunshine of Krishna consciousness. And that song was actually glorifying Srila Prabhupada. Here comes the sun, da 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 da. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, boom, 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 boom. Na, 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 na. It's been a long, long, lonely winter. So we like springtime because the flowers come and the trees blossom with the various green leaves and the gophers come out of the ground and, you know, the bees start buzzing and like that. It's like rebirth, so to speak. They're beautiful. So from spring we go to summer, which down here means really hot and humid. And then comes autumn, and then comes the winter. So as we go through the various seasons of the year, the cosmos goes through different ages. Beginning from the most advanced age to the most degraded age. The scientists have it all topsy-turvy, upside down. They think that things are more progressive now on April 10th, 2010, than at any other time in the history of the human race, the history of the cosmos. It's all very progressive. We would choose to debate that, actually. Coming from a primitive existence to a progressive existence. Actually, the Vedas describe it different. That things started off very nice and gradually have become degraded. The first age was the age of enlightenment, Satya Yuga, then Treta Yuga, the Silver Age, then Dwapara Yuga, the Copper Age, and now we're in the Kali Yuga, the Iron Age. So in each of these ages, which last hundreds of thousands or millions of years, there's an appropriate process for becoming spiritually enlightened, because that is the primary duty of any human being at any time in the history of the human race. When Vishwamitra Muni, who was a great sage, approached the palace of King Dasharatha, because sometimes in Vedic age, the rishis, the yogis, the mystics, out of compassion, they would visit materialistic people and try to enlighten them, especially the king. So, of course, Dasharatha was no ordinary king. He was the father of Lord Ramachandra. But the rishi was coming to enlighten the king. So the rishi was walking up the road to the king's palace, and Dasharatha got off his throne and bowed down to that sadhu. The only thing the sadhu had was a cloth around his waist and some mala and a water pot. It didn't appear very impressive to the mundane eye. And all the people were amazed. The king and all his royalty and opulence is bowing down to this very poor-looking person. But the king realized he wasn't poor, he was enriched with wisdom and transcendental knowledge. So he bowed down to the rishi, and as he got up, he said, my dear rishi, how is your business going? Not in pounds and shillings and dollars and cents. How is your business going in overcoming the repetition of birth and death? This is the business of a sadhu. He has little interest in this material world. He makes ends meet. He keeps body and soul together for the purpose of living out a natural duration of life so he can become spiritually enlightened. He takes what is necessary to keep body and soul together so he has the opportunity to become spiritually enlightened. So at any point in the history of the human, this is the main occupation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
But an appropriate process is given for each age. I think it was meditation in Satya Yuga. It was
Agnihotra, a fire sacrifice, and the Traitiga, in the last days to pour it, was coming to the temple and seeing the beautiful form of the Lord on the altar. But although these methods are very powerful, they're not necessarily appropriate in Kali Yuga, not potent enough, because the disease of Kali Yuga is very profound. I'm not talking about AIDS and cancer and tuberculosis. I'm talking about the disease of ignorance, of forgetting our natural position as servants of God. That's very overwhelming. So it's not that just any and every medicine will cure a disease. If you have a, you know, if you've come down with tuberculosis and you go to the local pharmacy and the pharmacist says, oh yes, I have lots of medicine, I will give you the very best Bayer aspirin for your tuberculosis. You go, yeah, I'm taking this aspirin every day, I'm not kidding. No, but it's very bona fide aspirin. No, but aspirin will not cure tuberculosis. You need something very powerful, antibiotics, the highest degree. So the processes that were appropriate in previous ages, meditation, temple worship, fire sacrifice, although they're prescribed medicines for the disease of the conditioned soul, is ignorance and is suffering, they're ineffective for the disease of ignorance in Kali Yuga. Something much more powerful is required. And who gives the process? Who's the doctor? Lord Himself. In each age, He comes and initiates a process which is appropriate for that age. So in this age, Lord has come. Momaha Badanaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Go Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shangopanga Shaparshadam Yagnaya Sankatan Payar Jatihi Shu Medasaha. The same Lord who appeared in the previous age, Krishna, bluish black like a monsoon cloud, has now appeared in the age of Kali in a golden form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jeev jago, goda chandra boli. Mahaprabhu is saying, I have brought the medicine of the holy names to cure the disease of material existence. So Dhammantu Sakshat Bhagavat Panitam. In this age, the most effective means, the dharma, the process of self-realization, is chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, Krishna is called Triyuga Avatar. He comes in three ages. It's not actually mentioned he comes in the Kali Yuga because it's such a sinful age. So he comes disguised as a devotee to give us the process. Once, there were three sages, and they were discussing the benefits of each age as in relationship to self-realization. So one of the sages, he said, Parabhus, I want to tell you that the age of Satya Yuga is the best age for self-realization. Because you simply have to sit down, do some meditation for 100,000 years. And because people were very pure in previous ages, spiritually pure, just look, took a little touch, and it became. They said, I am saying Satya Yuga is the best age. And the other sage said, I beg to differ, sir. In your process, you had to live 100,000 years. But to pour in the Treta Yuga, there's a shorter duration of life, and you didn't have to do the penance of going to the forest and doing it. You just go to the temple and Shvaha, you participate in the yajna. Maybe you're not doing the yajna, but by being there, you're getting the benefit. Just like we see in Vedic culture. Generally, it's the man who performs the homa. He performs the rituals. But wife gets the benefit by touching the shoulder of her husband. She's not doing. He's doing the yajna. But you've seen in India, she's just touching the shoulder, and her daughter is touching her shoulder, and the younger sister, so it's like a chain. But all getting the benefit. Sometimes you see in India, they're doing Govardhan Parikrama, the sacred Govardhan hill that Krishna lifted for 7 days on his little finger to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
Govardhan Hill, such a sacred mountain, not different than Krishna himself. The bhaktas, the devotees, they do dandabad parikrama. Prabhupada said, it's not necessary for us, we can go around Govardhan Hill chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But you see, traditions there, the man does the dandabats, you know, takes the rocks, 108 rocks, 108 dandabats in one place, and then he moves the rocks like that. 108 rocks he moves as far as he can reach. Take a long time, 3 months to go around, sometimes 6-7 months to go around. But the lady, she's not doing all that up and down. As he bends down, she touches her feet. He gets up, goes down, she touches his feet. She's there to assist him, keeping the snakes away, or the monkeys, or the rickshaws, or the buses now going. She's there. So Treta Yuga means there was lots of, but just by being there in that auspicious atmosphere, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, your heart is being purified. Just like being in this community, just coming to these programs in the temple, just participating. You may not be leading the kirtan, giving the lecture, but just being here in this transcendental atmosphere, this purified atmosphere, you feel a cleansing of the heart. You feel a joy rising from within, a spiritual happiness that comes by associating with devotees, the spiritual master, Krishna. So he said, I am thinking that this Treta Yuga, this is, you just come and you touch the shoulder. And the third sage said, no, he said that. There's so many rules, so many regulations. If you mispronounce the mantra, you may get opposite effects. If you go then it may have some opposite effect. There's stories like that in Vedic. The Brahmins had to be very expert at the pronunciation of the mantras, otherwise the whole yagya was ruined. So he said, my age, he said, I'm advocating the Dupara Yuga, the third age. You just come to the temple and you see the deity of the Lord. The deity is not a statue just made of marble. God is all powerful. He can change matter into spirit and spirit into matter as he wills, just like an electrician. He can take electricity and make the refrigerator cold. He can take the same electricity and make the stove hot by his will. So God is all powerful. He can take spirit and turn it into matter. He can take matter and turn it into spirit. He can be present in the form of the deity by his causeless mercy. The devotee is always hankering to see the personal form of God. He's not interested in the lights and the energies. He wants to see his most lovable object, the most lovable person from whom, where he has come. He wants to see. But we don't have the eyes, the spiritual eyes to see yet. So God appears in the form of so-called matter so that we can see him, perceive him, pray to him, dance in front of him, bathe him, dress him, as the young Brahmana said, coming before the deity in Chaitanya Charitamrita. My Lord, you are not a statue. You are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. This is the authorized process. There's an authorized way to install the deity and invoke the presence of the Lord in the form of the deity. This is the science of deity worship. If we were worshiping some mundane statue, then how do you explain all the transcendental qualities that are coming forth in the devotees? If you go downtown and you worship a statue of Abraham Lincoln, you're not going to develop the qualities of cleanliness, truthfulness, mercy, and austerity, compassion, and wisdom. No, because it's a statue. But you come to the temple and you perceive the Lord, his beautiful characteristics, his qualities, you hear about his glories, you dance. What happens? Tatikshava karunika shuridam savadehinam achata shatava shanta sarva sarabhushanava. Sarva sarabhushana means that from within the heart, all these wonderful attributes, these qualities are covered and they become uncovered and all these wonderful qualities come forth just by worshipping the deity. So that sadhu said, I think this Dupara Yuga, it's the very best. You just come to the temple and see the Lord and glorify him. And I get the first sadhu said, no. He said, no. Meditation is the best. You just go to the... And the second sage said, no, the Agnihotra Svaha. No, you go to, there was an argument. And push, turn to shove. And they were arguing. It became, you know, sadhus sometimes have hot tempers, you see? They're arguing back, no, satyuga, no, traitor, no, tapura, yeah. But in transcendental communities, we're taught to be amicable. There may be some differences because of our conditioning. So we go to the authority to find the conclusion or the answer. So who is the supreme authority in Vedic culture? The authority is there in the Vedas. Who wrote the Vedas? Srila Vyasadeva. So these three sages, they went to Bhadrak Ashram in the Himalayas to ask Srila Vyasadeva, what is the best age for self-realization, for becoming enlightened, for becoming Krishna conscious? Is it the Satyayuga? Is it the Treta? Or is it the Purva? So when they arrived at Bhadrak Ashram, because that's quite a climb into the Himalayan mountains, Srila Vyasadeva is still living there. Certain personalities still live on this earth planet. Madhvacharya, said to be studying in the Himalayas, Hanuman, Vyasadeva. And they went to Bhadrak Ashram and they found Vyasadeva bathing in a water tank. He was underwater taking his bath. And they waited and they waited and they waited and he's not coming out. We want to ask him, what is the best age for self-realization so people can know? They said, Srila Vyasadeva, please come out of the water. Answer our question. He came out of the water. Yes. We want to know if it's Satya, Treta, or Dipura. So this divine avatar, literary incarnation of the Lord, he gave it the conclusion. Satyam, satyam, param satyam. Satyam means the truth. Param, the supreme truth, let it be known. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan astyeka mahaguna kirtanad eva krishnasya. The best age is Kali Yuga, where you can chant Hare Krishna. Just hearing the name of Kali Yuga, all the sadhus fainted. There's a lot in the name. If you say the name of some criminal, you know, or some inauspicious place in the world, or some foul name, but you hear some pure name, Brindavan, Navadui, Puri, Krishna, Radha. So to hear the name of Kali Yuga, which is such a sinful age, the sadhus fainted unconscious. And when they came to, what did you say? What did he say? And he was, Vyasadeva was back under the water. They were ringing their ears, you know, maybe I didn't understand correctly. Srila Vyasadeva, please come out of the water and tell us what's the best age for self-realization. Satyam, satyam, param satyam, kaler dosha nidhe raja, astyeka maham, kirtanadeva krishnas, Kali Yuga, and the chanting of the holy name. So, they fainted again. They back on the road. So Vedic culture means you hear something three times. We have to go through the Vedic literature three times and hear. First time in Vedic culture, a brahmachari, a nashtika brahmachari, pure mind and heart, he would hear, he would assimilate the knowledge. The next time he would understand it, and the third time he'd hear from his guru, he would realize it. We're spending a lifetime hearing from our spiritual authorities. And even after 40 years, we're still trying to grasp the truth. I am not the body, I'm spirit soul. Because if you really realized you weren't the body, you would never be tempted by sense gratification in any variety or form. If sometimes your mind wanders, you haven't realized you're not the body. But Vedic age, people live such a simple and pure existence, they would assimilate the knowledge, they would understand it, and the third time they heard it from their spiritual knowledge, they would realize how advanced they were. So, for third time, please come and tell us. Satyam, satyam, param satyam. Kaler dosha nidhe raja, astyeka maham, kirtanadi. So this was predicted. I mean, the shastras from which we're taking this knowledge, Brihad Narayan Purana, and so many of the scriptures that we're studying. But it has all come true with the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who prophecy was, this chanting would go to every town and village of the world. So we're living history. We're part of a very historic time. Not in the sense that, you know, Barack Obama is the president of America, or that this disaster happened here, or this. No. What is the real history of the world? One time Prabhupada said, one day historians will note how this Hare Krishna movement saved the world in its darkest hour. And we're part of that history. So we feel very privileged, but being part of that history means to share that history, to share our good fortune with others. So we should think of various varieties of ways to go out and spread the Krishna consciousness movement and fulfill the prophecy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That actually, not only is the movement going to every town and village, but there are devotees practicing Krishna consciousness. As a traveling preacher in the Krishna conscious movement, I have the good fortune to witness this history. And I love to write about it because it's extraordinary. And as you know, I keep a diary wherever I go. And it's not my diary, it's Lord Chaitanya's movement and it's Srila Prabhupada's movement. I'm just like the reporter, the reportage we say in French. I'm just there to see it in various parts of the world and want to share it with other devotees, because when you hear how the chanting of Hare Krishna is affecting the lives of people all over the world, then you want to report to the devotees, because this gives them faith. Felina Parichute, we judge something by the result. So I just wrote a new diary chapter the day before yesterday, and I wanted to share it with all of you. Of course, we're here to sell our books, the diary book. It's actually against Vaishnava etiquette for a Vaishnava to speak about himself. But again, it's not about me. But this,
I'll speak about him.
This year we have volume 10, and we changed the name from Diary of a Traveling Preacher because it sounded very evangelic, and we call it Diary of a Traveling Monk. Just like one time a person told Prabhupada, he said, this Bhakti Godhead magazine is nice, he said, but if you wrote big hardbound books, it'd have a long-lasting effect. And although that person wasn't necessarily a devotee, Prabhupada took it that Krishna was saying something to him, so he changed from, well, didn't change, but he evolved into writing big books, translating Srimad Bhagavatam. So I was on a plane, and I left the Diary of a Traveling Preacher, Volume 9, in the pocket in the back of the seat, in the front of me, and I changed seats, and I left the book there by mistake. And after the flight arrived, it was a 10-hour flight, one man came up to me and said, "This is a great book." I really enjoyed reading. I said, "Did you understand everything?" He said, "Not everything, but I got the essence of it all." I didn't finish the last chapter. I said, "You can keep." He said, "Oh," he said, "but I have one suggestion." He said, "The nature of this book, I think you should change the title from Diary of a Traveling Preacher to Diary of a Traveling Monk, because this is an Eastern tradition." He said, "Then you could sell it mainstream. You could go in Barnes and Noble." I said, "Okay." And I called up Advaita Chandra, the publisher, my publisher in Torchlight, and he said, "Yeah, so now it's Diary of a Traveling Monk." Anyway, so this is available now, for those of you who like. And this is, we're on volume 11 now, chapter 4. So I'm going to read it to you tonight to kind of an appetizer. Maybe you want to take the book while I'm here. Maybe it'll go a little bit into the Artic, but when we finish, we'll continue with Kirtan. So this is called Cover Me. After 2 months of preaching and fundraising in the United States, I was ready for a break. So when Swarup Damodar Das, temple president of the Durban Temple in South Africa, requested I come for their annual Rath Yatra in April, I jumped at the opportunity. After checking in on the day of my departure, I headed from my boarding gate at the Atlanta airport. As I passed a group of young Marines, one called out, "Hey, pretty boy, where are you off to?" Slowing down, I turned towards him and countered, "Pretty boy?" "Yes, sweetheart," he said. "I mean the dress. It's just awesome." The other Marines broke out laughing. I walked over to where they were sitting and said, "These are my robes, soldier. I'm a monk." "A monk?" joked another Marine, "in a pink sheet?" "This is how they train you boys," I shot back, trying to contain my anger. "You're part of an elite fighting force serving one of the greatest countries in the world." The mood changed quickly. "What do you know about serving your country?" scowled one Marine with a thick southern accent. I glared at him for a moment and said, "2nd Marine Division, 1st Battalion, Company A, 22nd Platoon. I graduated from Camp Pendleton on March 16th, 1969. Their faces went blank. "You were a Marine?" said one boy. "Did you fight in Nam?" said another. "No," I replied. "I was ill when my unit shipped out. All the boys in my platoon were wiped out in an ambush their first week in combat. I received further training stateside and became an instructor for some time." The boy who had called out to me was about to say something more when another Marine said, "Leave him alone, Mark. He did his time." The other boys nodded their heads in agreement. I turned to the first Marine. "This is what you're fighting for, Leatherneck. Democracy means to have a choice. We can choose our leaders, our ideals, and our religion. I've chosen Krishna consciousness." "My cousin is a Hare Krishna," said one of the boys calmly. "I know a little bit about your beliefs. One of the first guys in your religion was a soldier. He fought on a big battlefield." "Arjuna," I said with a smile. "Yeah, that's his name," said the Marine. I sat down. "I have a student who's a Marine and has served two tours in Iraq," I said. "Really?" said one of the boys, as they all came closer and gathered around me. "We're off to Afghanistan next month," said another. "What's your student's name?" said one of the soldiers. "Captain Anthony Alexander," I replied. "He's commanding officer with 300 men under him in Communications Company, 1st Marine Division." "What's he like?" said one of the soldiers inquisitively. I thought for a moment and replied, "Just like Arjuna." The boy put up his hand and high-fived me. Looking at my watch, I said, "Sorry, boys, but I gotta go." "Hey, stay a little longer," they said. "My flight leaves in 20 minutes," I said apologetically. As I got up, I turned around and said, "Keep your heads down over there, boys." As I walked away, the first Marine ran up and put out his hand. "Sorry, sir," he said. "I was disrespectful." Shaking his hand tightly, I said, "No problem, soldier. Semper Fi." As they continued walking, the Marine who knew about Arjuna called out, "Hare Krishna, sir!" When I arrived in Johannesburg 16 hours later, I caught a connecting flight down to Durban. As I exited the airport, I was met by a small group of devotees. "How are the preparations for Ratha Yatra festival going?" I asked Swarup Namodar. "Very good," he said. "Thanks for coming." "I needed the break," I said jokingly, knowing I'd be fully engaged during the festival. As we walked out of the airport, I noticed a lot of advertising for the World Cup, soccer, coming up in several weeks in South Africa. "Looks like South Africa's gone all out for the World Cup," I said. "Is everything ready?" "Pretty much," said Swarup. "Of course, there's always the issue of crime. South Africa has a very high rate of murder, rape, and assault, more than most countries." "Will that affect the decision of foreigners to come in for the cup?" I said. "I don't think so," replied Swarup. "This year they're expecting 16 million tourists to visit the country. Statistics show that most of the crime happens amongst South Africans. If tourists are targeted, it's usually just petty theft. Unfortunately, many of our own devotees have experienced some type of crime or another, burglary, carjacking, theft, or the like. One family had a very close call just 2 days ago." "What was that?" I said. "Well, a sophisticated, well-coordinated gang of criminals posing as policemen pulled a devotee over on his way home from work, Swarup began. "Brandishing high-caliber firearms, they said he was being investigated for fraud and they needed to search his home. They handcuffed him, put him in their vehicle, and drove him to his home. When they arrived, other criminals, also posing as police officers, were waiting outside. The criminals took him inside his house, quickly revealing themselves, and tied up his mother, sister, and her young baby. They began ransacking the house, looking for cash, jewelry, and firearms. When they found nothing, they threatened to kill all the family members if they didn't reveal where the valuables were. The husband said they didn't keep valuables at home and pleaded for their lives. Not satisfied, the criminals pointed their rifles at the family members and put a plastic bag over the head of the six-month-old baby to suffocate it. Meanwhile, the leader of the criminals continued searching the rooms when suddenly he came upon the family altar, complete with pictures of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "Stop!" he shouted to the other criminals. "These are Hare Krishna devotees. They feed our people in the townships. They give our children food. Don't harm them. Put down your weapons." One of the thieves took the plastic bag off the head of the baby, who was just starting to turn blue. Then he slapped the baby on the back to get him breathing again. The leader came back into the room and said to the criminals, "All right, move on." As the men started leaving, he ordered them, "And leave behind whatever you've taken." As the gang left, they dumped a few watches, several appliances, and assorted coins on the floor. As the leader stepped outside, he turned around and said, "Sorry, we didn't know who you were." Moments later, they sped away in their cars. Our Food for Life program has been distributing prasadam in the impoverished areas around Durban for over 20 years now, said Swarup. "It's much appreciated by the poor Africans." Srila Prabhupada had the perfect vision when he started prasadam distribution in the early 70s, I concluded. He called it Lord Chaitanya's secret weapon. "Actually," said Swarup, "the Food for Life team was hoping you'd go out with them while you're here." "It'd be an honor and a pleasure," I said. "You'll have a police escort," he said. "Police escort?" I said. "I thought the Africans liked us." "Well, most of them," he said with a smile, "but there is always the criminal element, and they may not always be as accommodating as the ones who tried to rob that devotee's house. Two of our congregation members had been murdered in similar burglaries." 3 days later, as the Food for Life team loaded big pots of freshly cooked prasadam into a van, a police constable picked me up in his squad car to accompany the group. Minutes later, we all took off to distribute prasadam in a village in KwaZulu, home to 10 million Zulu people. "Thanks for coming along," I said to the constable. "Paul's my name," he said, putting out his hand. "It's a pleasure to accompany you. You'll need me, if only for that fancy camera you're carrying," he said, eyeing the large Canon EOS camera hanging around my neck. "Yeah, it does stick out a bit," I said, uneasy. "Don't you worry," Paul said. Looking at him, I could see I had nothing to fear. A tall, massive black African in his 40s, he looked as strong as an ox. On his belt hung a handgun, two cans of mace, and handcuffs. On the panel behind his head rested a shotgun, locked and loaded. "You ever use that stuff?" I said, looking at the armory. "All the time," he said, "every day," without taking his eyes off the road. I noticed a long, wide, 6-inch pink scar on his forearm. Seeing me glancing at it, he said, "All in a day's work." After an hour, we turned off the highway onto a small winding road leading into the Valley of a Thousand Hills. 30 minutes later, we entered a very poor-looking village. "A lot of criminal activity out here," Paul said. "They'll use an AK-47 assault rifle to rob a store for a few packs of cigarettes."